AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, on a second Community Connection of the Morning. I get the opportunity to tell you about an upcoming event. It is an annually recurring event, at least for about the next last 8 or 9 years. And Clinton Hansen is president of Play for Burke Foundation. And it is the annual festival of the Nativity.
Yep.
And thank you, first of all, for coming in. And thank you for your service to the community and to the foundation. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
First of all, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the foundation, but for the festival event, I think you said this is the ninth year for that?
Yeah, ninth annual. Yeah, it's the third year that our foundation has been sponsoring the event, but it's the ninth time that the event has been held, so yeah.
And it is a great idea. I think year one came in to tell me a little bit, I said, okay, I can see this maybe once or twice, but is it going to endure? Right. Yes, it did.
Yes, it has. It's one of those things that's become an annual tradition for many families. People say, hey, we're going to bring our kids back here, and it's a free family event. It's my favorite four-letter F word, the free, right? if you're looking for family fun this weekend in Bartlesville, you and I were talking before the show about all the different events going on this weekend, and there's plenty. And so we hope that people will add this to their list of events to come to this year. There's about 500 different nativities from around the world that'll be displayed. And you can come for 5 minutes or 5 hours, and you could get something out of it for sure.
I think you're right. And I have been there, I forget, several years. If I started naming years, I would be wrong on that particular year. But the display of everything from very, very traditional looking to some of the, I'll say, novelty items, the Charlie Brown nativities and some of those, to some hand-carved or to plaster cast, even some that I think were 1 year or two, there were some bronze statuettes that were there. Yeah. Really fascinating.
It's amazing how many different nativities there are. We have an international section. My wife and I were able to go to Brazil this year, and we picked one up from Brazil, and it's just amazing how many different ones there are. We have a Yadro one that's there, so that's obviously very pricey, and then we have one that's built out of Legos that is there, and then they're all in between. There's some that are really, really small on a micro level, but then there's others that are, like you said, the more traditional ones that you might see on somebody's mantle. But no matter what it is, it's about the baby Jesus, right? And it's about us coming together as a community to remember the reason that we have Christmas, and take a few minutes to just remember that part of the season.
It really is. And many of them, most of them are someone's private property.
Yes, all of them. All of them are someone's private property. And so Melanie Bayless is the one that's in charge of checking them in, checking them out. We have ushers that are kind of walking around. The adults love to touch them more than the kids. The kids kind of know, hey, I'm not supposed to touch these things. But the adults, we think we can pick them up and things. And we don't want people doing that. Obviously, we want them just to enjoy by looking. But we keep them safe, and we do return them after the event is over. And so we appreciate all the people that have lent us their nativities. And if you're listening and want to lend us your nativity, you can bring it down today to the Father Lynch Hall there at the St. John's Catholic School. Melanie Bayless is there checking in nativities all day today. And tomorrow is the setup day.
And setup day is probably the busiest day because there's so much work that goes into, you know, okay, this one fits nicely compositionally in this space, and this one is a little bit too big. We better move it over there. Yep. It's a lot of effort to plan everything out so that they fit and look like they're being displayed instead of crowded in.
And that is not my responsibility. That's the good thing. Lori Allert and Amanda Vaclaw are the head of the creativity team, we call them. And they have other people that come in and help them. As you can imagine, displaying 500 nativities in a way that looks good and artistic and decorative, they're the creative team. That's not what I do. So I let them do their thing, and they do a great job. But it's a huge day for them, and they're very tired at the end of the day, for sure.
I would well imagine that. But you mentioned the reason that you ask people not to pick them up. This is somebody else's stuff.
Right.
And while any individual can intend to be very careful, accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're saying just please don't pick them up. The oils on your fingers eventually get them a little dirtier than they should have been.
Right.
And if something would to happen, I don't care if it's a $5 item, somebody's going to feel bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about how many iPhone screens I've broken, right? And I'm pretty careful with my iPhone, and that's something that, anyway, it's just easy to have things fall out. So people have been very respectful, and they typically don't touch them, and so it's really not a big thing. It hasn't become an issue, but you can know that your nativity is going to be well taken care of. during this time. And we have music playing in the background, kind of set the tone, and it's really kind of a reverent atmosphere that people come into, and it's a time to maybe privately worship on your own in your own way and think about, okay, we're going into this Christmas season. It's not about what I'm going to get. It's about what was given, you know, that the Savior came. And we all believe that no matter what religion we are.
Sure.
If we're Christian, then we believe in the birth of the Savior as told in the Bible. And so that's what this event is about. Is, you know, as Play for Burke, we have four pillars that are the our main focuses. And the first one is service, and the second one is faith. It's not promoting any one religion, but it's promoting a belief in a higher power. And this event brings us together as people of faith that want to do good and be good. And one of the byproducts of an event like this is the ability to collect sponsorship money and take that money and do some good with it. And so the last 2 years, we've been able to collect $10,000 both of those years and give that away to kids for Christmas. Jane Phillips does a Santa shop. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were able to give a couple thousand dollars to them. And again, this year, give them a couple thousand dollars. But then we also go to the middle schools in St. John's School there. We give the teachers money, and they go and buy Christmas for kids that are in need. And so every penny that comes in from a donation goes back out the door to kids, because we were fortunate enough to get grants from Phillips 66 for putting our time in, and that pays for any expenses that we have. And so if you give us $5, you know that that $5 is going to help these kids for Christmas.
Absolutely. And, of course, that goes back to the original purpose for the foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there really was a young man that needed some things.
Right. Yeah. And Burke, you know, Burke Hansen, he was our son. He died when he was 13 years old. It was 3.5 years ago. I think most people in town have heard of Play for Burke. And they may be like, some people call it the Burke Foundation. Maybe that's a more appropriate name, but we called it Play for Burke because that was the hashtag his friends were using when he passed away on their social media. And we wanted something that the kids could identify with, something that they could be a part of. And it's all about helping youth and youth causes. And so, you know, this is one of our annual events that we'll keep on the docket for sure, because it's a gift to the community.
Absolutely, and I think that's the attitude that the people will and do accept the offering of all these nativities. It's a gift to help start off the whole season of giving, right. and it's about the giving part, not the receiving part.
Right.
And sometimes as a, you know, my 3-year-old granddaughter probably won't get that part yet,
right.
But
right.
She'll have fun anyway.
Yeah, she'll have fun, and you know, when you come there, there's a couple things we have going on at the event itself. It's free to come, so you don't need to worry about paying. Bring everybody. We do have a couple opportunities to be in a raffle. We're giving away 3 different nativities, and so you can come purchase raffle tickets. They're $5 each, or 5 for 20. and then there's one of those oil diffuser things that all the women go crazy about that somebody donated, and we're going to Ryan and Cindy Land donated that, but they're going to raffle that off as well, and so you can buy raffle tickets for that. But this year, one of the things we added was we are going to have our first annual chocolate chip cookie bake-off, and we're going to pronounce somebody the winner, the best chocolate chip cookie in Bartlesville, and there'll be a little plaque that they get to take home. It'll be a blind taste test, right, so you're not going to know who's you're voting for, but you come in and you pay $5, and you get one vote per person, and then you can taste all the cookies. And then you vote for your favorite cookie, and at the end we'll declare a winner. And it's kind of something fun that is added to the event.
Do you have all the entries committed, or can someone still enter some cookies if they choose to?
They could still enter if they choose to. We have 7 people committed. But if you want to commit, yeah, I would say reach out to us on our Facebook page. It's Play for Burke Foundation. You can private message us there, and we'll definitely take entries. It's just we have to get everything set up, but you know, last minute entries will always accommodate anybody. So
and I don't know what kind of a prize, medallion, tattoo, whatever you're getting, but I can just visualize this huge cookie hanging from somebody's from somebody's neck as a gold medal prize, so
I should have talked to you before, but no, we're using Kevin Bryan at the recognition place. He's going to have a plaque that's just going to say, you know, best chocolate chip cookie in Bartlesville 2018.
So. They always do a nice job, and I was more of a humorous item than something that I really thought was going to happen.
I had a good vision in my mind. I could see a big cookie hanging around somebody's neck.
I could just, you know, it was one of those things that just seemed like, okay, I can see that happening.
Yeah.
But it's a great event, and why not to have a little bit of fun with something that, okay, cookies are great for everybody, but yeah, we always think cookies at Christmas time, I think.
Yes. And we have refreshments. We have people signed up to donate refreshments, and so that you're there and you can come and sit and have the refreshments, and then the cookies will be there, the cookie contest. But yeah, come. It's 9 a.m. It opens at 9 a.m. Friday, so it's 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. because then we have to clean up afterwards.
You have to clean up?
I know, right?
I would need elves for something like that.
Yes, we do.
Now, I want to at least mention there's one other item on this one that I know is coming up later that is part of at least the calendar lineup that you have for us, and that's coming up the following weekend, the second Sunday in December on the 9th.
Yep.
It's a great event. It is done all over the country, but it's nice to have it locally on a sing-along Messiah.
Yeah, if anybody knows Handel's Messiah, you don't. So anyway, it's a sing-along where you come and you are part of the program. There's going to be some soloists that do the
to do the recitatives and the arias, but we all get to sing on the choruses.
That's right. Yeah, and it's beautifully done. So come. It's another free event, and it's part of this Festival of the Nativity, and it's the Choral Research Society that's in charge of that. And Mark Beckwith, he's the director. Does a wonderful job, and it's at the First Presbyterian Church here downtown.
Yeah, Mark will be in Friday morning and talk about that, so we don't have to steal a lot of his thunder, but I want to make sure people know about it.
Yeah.
They might miss when Mark's on Friday morning.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great event. I went last year. I'm not a vocalist myself, but I enjoy other people singing. So.
Well, and that's what you can, whether you are a spectator vocalist, or whether you came to sing because you just enjoy the act of singing.
Yep.
It's fun.
So we have the nativities at Father Lynch Hall. We have the sing-along at the First Presbyterian Church. So I guess this is a shout-out to, or an invitation to anybody that's a pastor of a church in town. We want you to participate in some way, some shape, some form next year. We would love to have everybody come together. We need people on our planning committee. We'd like a more diverse background of faiths on the planning committee so that we can do things that encompass everybody's beliefs and thoughts, and so we want to expand and continue to have this be something that is for everybody. We're not looking to exclude anybody. Even if you're not Christian, come and see the Nativity and see what Christians believe and kind of expand your horizons a little bit.
What a great idea. Again, setup is tomorrow, but if the hours of actual public operation coming up on Friday and Saturday, 9 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and then Sunday 9 to 4, and again, that's at the Father Lynch Hall.
Yep.
Open to the public. It's free.
That's right.
And you get to taste some cookies and have a good time.
Yep.
Hey, thanks so much for coming in this morning, and thank you for your leadership on this, what has become the 9th annual event. It's
going to
be
fun. Thanks for having me.
Great time. And again, we're talking with Clinton Hansen this morning. He is the president of the Play for Burke Foundation, and that's a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We'll check the forecast and more coming up in just a bit.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local